Is the NBA bubble bursting? Bill Plaschke, Pablo Torre, Kevin Blackstone around the horn. Tonight, a player's call. Much like a player's Zoom earlier in the week, but on that one there was 50. Tonight, 200 players expected. Kyrie Irving reportedly organizing. The issues here are reportedly twofold. One, players uncertain how they want to proceed after the last 2 weeks. An America of protests, some believing black players sequestered to entertain and ease league's economic burden amid racial tension is bad optics. That's how Chris Haynes reported for Yahoo. And the other issue is about the bubble. Players want more freedom of movement while in Orlando. One agent estimating that two-thirds of the top 40 players would refuse to play under the proposed restrictions. Reporting there from Taylor Rooks and from Howard Beck. Pablo Torre, I'll start with you. Is the NBA season now spinning out and in danger of never restarting?
It is, but it's not a sudden development. This has always been the case. It feels like our news cycle has been a pendulum, swinging from pandemic to racial unrest, and now it's swinging back in the other direction a little bit in terms of our concern and our spotlight of attention. So this is not new, but the reckoning is on time because this call organized by Kyrie Irving, I want to make fun of Kyrie because he is flat earth guy, but there are real questions, Tony, that deserve to be asked here. And there are questions that the players individually have to settle. Is this something I want to be doing given the backdrop of racial animus in America and the possibility of moving past that in some way that feels singular and historic? And then there's, I think, the more obvious and logical question, which is, is this thing safe? And if the players are operating with the knowledge that we have in the media, we're all sort of piecing this together day by day. We're not sure if this bubble is more, as Tom Haberstroh put in NBC today, like a mesh hat. Then yes, a call full of questions seems to be exactly what's needed at this moment.
Kevin Blackstone, can I bring you in here? We're suggesting that the problems right now are twofold. One is amidst racial tension in the country, players want to protest, and maybe that would be meaning not restart the season. And the second, then, is the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, you've got both of these things coming to a confluence, and that's a huge problem. Let's just talk about the what we've learned as the undemocratic process that seems to be taking place within the NBA Players Association against the democratic process that we see playing out in streets all across America. 450-some players in the NBA, but most of those individuals have not voted about restarting the season in this bubble in Orlando. That is problematic. Can't you put together a Survey Monkey thing to send it out to everybody to find out how they feel about this and not just leave it up to the executive committee of the players union? And then secondly, you talk about health. We've seen in the last couple of days that the state of Florida, and in particularly the county, Orange County, where Orlando is, where all these players would be, have had another 2 days of spikes in coronavirus outbreak since Florida has tried to come back, reopen itself up. They're up to phase two now, and they're looking to phase three. And you're talking about a populace in the NBA, in NBA labor that is predominantly black, the very demographic that is hit hardest by the coronavirus. These guys have families. They don't want to take that back home, so this is a big concern.
And Bill Plaschke, as the NBA tries to prepare dates for a schedule, that was going to be coming out today as well, at the end of July, and then the NBA Finals would start at the end of September. All of this, how do you consider it all?
Well, put these dates in pencil, not in pen. This thing is in danger of spinning out of control. Listen to the athletes. Listen to the players. They're risking their health for our entertainment. Listen to their concerns. They are concerned about the virus, as Kevin said, up 30% over one day yesterday, up 70% since the state of Florida reopened. Orange County, the county in Orlando, has risen every day, the virus infections. Their health is at risk. Their sanity is at risk with all the protocols in place. The athletes are speaking out. And as we've learned anything else, nothing else over the last month or so, America needs to listen to these athletes. They're more than entertainers, they're human beings. And their lives are being compromised. This is a big issue.
How do you think Adam Silver feels right now, Pablo? Last week, or maybe it was last month at this point, there was the reports of superstars gathering together and making decisions for the good of the league, and they all wanted to play. But now we're hearing something that is not the opposite, at least it's different from the bulk of players in the league.
Yeah, Adam Silver is facing his toughest test ever right now, and his alliance with the superstars has been the thing that's carried him through smooth sailing in terms of political waters in the league for a very long time. But if I'm Adam Silver, what I would remind people is, ultimately, we're going to leave this up to the individual players. If you guys deem that your cost-benefit analysis is such that you want to play, come on back into this bubble and get paid. If you don't, I understand that too. But Tony, where my sympathy stops for the player concerns is when the notion of increased movement around Orlando comes up. Because as Bill and KB just said, the one thing that Adam Silver must do is ensure the rigor of this bubble. Otherwise, it's not a bubble or something close to it at all.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I saw J.J. Redick tweet today after a report from Tom Haberstroh that Disney support staff will not be subject to the bubble. They will be coming in and out. Well, if that's the case, do you even have a bubble? If one person leaves the bubble, doesn't that render the entire bubble vulnerable? That's another thing I don't understand. We're short on time here. I want to get back to you, Kevin Blackstone, specifically on this Chris Haynes report from Yahoo. His exact phrasing was, some believe black players sequestered to entertain and ease league economic burden amid racial tension is bad optics. Can you please address that specifically?
Well, it does look like, number one, that a league that is predominantly black labor is being used as some sort of guinea pigs to come back and test to see whether or not this can work. And number two, the only reason they would be doing it, the selfish reason, would be because they want to get paid. But the other reason is to entertain the country and to make sure that the owners and the league don't continue to lose more money. And the only thing that the players, these black players, have to risk, right, is their health, which seems to me to be a pretty big thing. So against the backdrop of what's roiling in our streets right now, the concerns about the way that society treats people of color, this would seem to fly in the face of that.
Bill Plaschke, Pablo Torre, you have, for the last 2 weeks during all the protests, have been reaching out to players and teams, I'm sure, and covering the Lakers and Clippers. Plaschke, I'll turn to you real quick. Are you hearing from players they're not sure they want to play in the last 2 weeks over everything that happened in America?
Yes, I think that changes the whole equation. And they're looking at how they're being viewed and how they're perhaps being used, again, for our entertainment. I think the athletes, again, want to be seen as they should be, as human beings. And I think this has piqued the consciousness of all of them.
And Pablo Torre, last word on that.
And it's also an opportunity for leverage, right? Because say Kyrie Irving is merely holding this call to kind of rattle the saber and make demands. Right now, the NBA players have more leverage than they ever have over these leagues and these billionaires. So maybe this is about getting goals in order for the future and not
true?
Merely not wanting to play right
How
now.
How does that I sit think with you if this is a leverage play? When we're invoking the national protest, which is based in a noble cause, per se, for people, to say this is about leverage of contracts, doesn't that get back to where baseball is right now, Pablo?
Well, I think there is the question of what kind of goals would they want to achieve with that leverage. If this is about getting policies and programs in place that benefit black Americans, maybe that is the way that Kyrie sees it. That is speculation, but that's certainly a political opportunity for them now.
All right. So the dates were about to be released by the NBA. They may have been released. They may have leaked. They were proceeding, but your gut right now, Bill Plaschke, 0 to 100% chances we have an NBA season.
I think it's 50-50. I really 50-50. Do think. I don't want a whopping 50-50.
And KB?
A few weeks ago, Michelle Roberts said 60%. I'm down to 40% with this new reporting.
Tori.
Give me 55%.
That's our time. That's our last word. Back to SportsCenter.